Hello and welcome to the OR Gamecast, episode 27. My name is Quinn, and I'm joined by
Louder.
Was it? I wasn't that loud. Look at this. Audacity.
No, I want you to
I'm
be
fine.
Louder.
I can't be. I'll peak, man.
Hi, I'm Nick.
No, you're not. I did the intro wrong. I'm Nick. That's Quinn.
Yeah.
No one likes Quinn. That's why I'm Nick.
I'm just a little guy.
That's Queen, and I'm Nick. How's it going, Quinn. Nick?
All right, you know.
Only How all right, been? Huh?
Just all right. Tired, you know.
Well, take some caffeine pills, sir. Yes. Isn't that what you recommended for me?
Yes.
Do you have some caffeine pills laying around?
They're in a bottle.
Well, you shove one up your bum hole, because we gotta keep it. Keep this entertaining and exciting. And speaking of bum holes, let's talk about a unconventional weapon, Nick.
Could you say that again, but slower?
Unconventional weapon. What does that mean? Nick put this. Okay, he put this on the Google Doc. Uncum, all in caps, ventional weapon. I have no idea what this is, and I've been waiting to hear what it is about. Tell us, Nick, what is this?
Quinn has trouble making videos because he has a hard time coming up with ideas, and I figured I'd help him out. So, well,
I don't know if I want to accept your help. It has to do what I'm
There's
going to
be so many comments in the podcast comment section that you'll have to now.
Oh, God.
Once I tell this story. So I think I woke up this morning, went on the computer, and saw that someone commented on my IndieMon favorite soundtracks 10 through 6 video. And it was Quinn complaining, of course.
Yeah, I was complaining about how Shovel Knight should be higher rated than, I think you put it as 8 or 9 or something.
8 or 7.
Yeah, 7 or 8, I think it was, yeah.
But I think that's pretty good for a new game. I haven't had much time to listen to it over the years. Like the other ones I've listened to for a long time.
I think you should listen to it and then rate
my favorites.
It higher, you know?
Anyway, so later on in the afternoon, I see another notification that there's another comment. I'm like, all right. So I click on it, and it's this person. And actually, YouTube's like, is this spam, yes or no? Which it didn't question Quinn's comment for some reason.
Well, I wasn't spamming. I was putting intellectual thought into my comment.
This person said, awesome video, mate, exclamation point, happy face. And then said, you could also play this indie WTF game I found on Game Jolt. That smiley face with the X and the capital D.
Yeah.
So YouTube thought that was spam. And that's actually hard to judge when you're looking at this type of thing, because is it spam? I'm not.
I think it's spam, Nick.
Quinn thinks it's spam.
I think it's spam. If you got a bunch of XDs everywhere. And
no,
got,
it doesn't.
Like, and can play this game.
That's it. That's what I think the spam part is. It's a link in it.
Well,
so I click the link.
That is definitely spam, because if you're going to be talking about a game, you would be like, oh, know what game has a good soundtrack? This game. Not
well,
like,
now we're
link
spamming
to Game
it
Jolt.
Even more on the podcast.
Okay.
Because the link, Game Jolt, I know this website already. I've played games on it before. I can trust it. I click on it, and it brings me to, what was the name of it, Quinn?
Unconventional weapon.
Yes.
This
is the game, and the description is, in this game you'll control a character with the name you give him, and by reading a card of your girlfriend, quotations, I have another love, end quotations, you start your adventure. Nobody likes to be cheated, this protagonist much less. It's time to take her own dildo and kill everyone that stands in your path. I haven't downloaded this, but I figured Quinn could cover it on his channel. That's all the information I have about this game. There's some comments, people talking about it. Of course, you got the classic 10 out of 10 would bang again IGN comment.
Oh, man.
Just check an hour ago, because I wanted to read the comment So I had to find it, and I went to the video, and the comment isn't there anymore. I actually had to go back into my email and
well, there you go. It probably was that. Spam.
So it probably was spam, but I just thought it was pretty funny still. I don't like spreading around spam, but I figured this could be perfect for Quinn. This could be his viral hit playing this game.
It's kind of a bummer that it's not a browser-based game.
I don't know. I think you could... Is it? Oh, maybe it is.
Well, you just said I have to download it in order to play, so...
Oh, maybe you... Yeah, you have to download it.
Yeah. I mean, if it was in the browser, I would play it because I would know my baby's safe. But if it has any harm, then I can't risk it. Not after I've spent so much time, Nick.
There's a screenshot of the game of the main menu, and it's like this guy's face with two hands above his face at the top. Like, you ever see like a wizard? He's like looking like he's conducting a spell, and then there's just a erect penis.
He's casting an erect penis.
Right. And then it has like, it looks like Final Fantasy, like text box where it's like a light blue shade. And then it says new game, continue and shut down.
Oh my God. you have to like link to this or something.
I mean, link it to you. I'm not going to link it in the description. You guys can go find it on your own.
Now, if you want to go check out an unconventional,
because I don't know if this is 18 and older type stuff, so I'm not linking that.
It's the internet. Anything goes.
Maybe Quinn will link it on his Twitter account.
Yeah, I'll post it out on Twitter, and I'll be marked for spam.
Yeah,
and then my Twitter handle will be deleted, and then I'll cry myself to sleep. Speaking of computer games,
yes. Big.
Yeah, huge. This is huge, Nick.
This, all these weeks have been leading up to this
all
one
these
moment.
Months, okay.
All this wasted podcast time from all these months.
Let's not lie to ourselves. It's not weeks, it's been months, okay? Yeah. If you've been listening,
listen to our first podcast, you can hear us talking about this.
If you've been listening since like January, since like Christmas, I think. Then
I think ever since we started streaming, you're always having problems.
Oh God, Nick, let's just finish it. All right, we wasted so much time on this topic. But if you've been listening since, I think Christmas is when I was planning on getting a new... No, actually, you're right. It was like in June of last year or something.
Because you had a cracked screen. And I remember making fun of you about it.
Oh, man. Yeah. Okay, so for about a year, I've been talking about getting a new computer. And this weekend, I actually got all my parts that I wanted, which I told you last week I had purchased, and I built it. It is sitting right next to me. It is very lovely, and she's beautiful, and she runs. She runs like a panther.
Quinn, when you edit this podcast, can you insert the Final Fantasy victory theme right here?
No, I can't.
That's just a little editor's cut right there.
I can't.
Fine, I'll just... Dun, 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 dun.
Well, I like how that tone of voice, like, nah.
Kind of like a Woody Allen type, like, nasally.
Yeah. It's terrible.
Mort from Family Guy.
The point is, computer is built. I got a 970 graphics card in there.
How long did it take you?
It took me a lot longer than I thought. I texted Nick. No, I called Nick on Skype, and I said, I'm about to go build my computer. And it's like 10 o'clock at night for me. And he's like, Quinn, it's gonna take a couple hours at least. And I'm like, nah, I got this. I'm just gonna build it in 2 hours and be done. And I ended up spending 2 hours on it on Saturday night. And I didn't finish it. And Sunday I spent probably 3 hours on it. Probably 4 hours on it, including installing a bunch of stuff and all the software for the motherboard and for the graphics card and stuff like that, right, and all the drivers. So it took a lot longer than I expected, and I struggled quite a bit with some things. I have some large hands, and there are tiny screws and tiny places to put those screws, so I fumbled quite a bit. But
Is it a big case?
Huh?
How big's the case?
Oh, it's like a mid tower, but slightly wider.
Mid tower. I don't know what that word.
Mean
in feet wise.
Huh. It's...
What are you thinking feet wise?
Ooh.
Like up to your knee.
A foot and more by a foot, and then by like 6 inches, maybe. No. Okay, this is like a foot and a half by. A foot and a half by a foot by 6 inches. I don't know. It's relatively big.
It's relatively big. That sounds really small.
Oh my god, Nick, I don't even
Mine's know. At least over 2 feet tall.
What?
Yeah.
2 feet?
I got a big case.
Why would you need that much room?
It's better for the computer, the airflow.
Nick! You don't need that much room.
Someone in the comments, please explain to Quinn.
No.
That getting all the wires dusty is important, and
but getting like a two-story building to make the bottom story cooler doesn't make sense.
What?
Like, get a better AC unit. Don't get two stories worth of room just so you have more airflow in the building. You get what I'm saying? Get more fans. Don't get, like, another computer on top. I don't understand. Either way, computer's done. I'm going to play some GTA here after
Quinn
this
knows.
Podcast.
He only built the computer once.
Yeah, all right. And it's going to be a lot of fun, all right? I can't wait to have things work because I haven't had things work in the past, like, 9 months. So that's my little – that's my 2 cents on my computer. All right.
Good.
Now I have 2 cents on Overwatch. The Overwatch forum.com.
I like I'm just comparing my like weekly updates to just like a normal sitcom to where Quinn's is like Dragon Ball Z where it's always to be continued.
Well, no, this is the finale. The computer was the finale, man. Everyone should be, like, cheering and excited that, like,
it was
Goku
the one Dragon
beat...
Ball Z episode everyone was waiting for.
Goku actually beat Frieza in this episode, all right? It didn't take 12 years. Well, it did take 12 years, but now it's over. God. But anyways, I want to talk a little bit about Overwatch, theoverwatchforum.com, Nick.
Alright.
And I talked about this last week, right?
Yes.
About how I was trying to take over the forums by just being a really active and positive member in the community, correct?
Correct.
And I was actually asked to be a moderator on the forum.
It's been a good week for Quinn.
It's been relatively good. So now I am the moderator, or one of the moderators, on the Overwatch forum. I still have the title as most messages, most likes, and most points on the forum, and now I am finally in the staff member category.
So you're like the Overwatch of the Overwatch.
I am the Overwatcher.
Yes.
Yeah. There we go.
Whoa.
I feel pretty good about myself. I do.
Quinn's drunk with power.
A little. Well, the thing is,
he's already banned some people.
I've realized that a lot of people in the forum know a lot more about Overwatch than I do. And one person actually like questioned me, like, shouldn't you know the lore? And I was like,
I didn't even know that was even out. Like, the game's not even out. How is there a lore?
No, there's lore. If you go to the official website, you can like go into specific characters and read their backstories and stuff. And I did when the first trailer came out, but I haven't, like, gone back to memorize it all. And so some guy, like, I asked a question, and he's like, shouldn't you have read the lore? And I was like, oh, god damn it. Like, now everyone's going to look down on me or something.
Just ban the guy and delete the message.
I can just kick him off the forum.
Can you edit his comment and just,
yeah,
like,
I can,
Quinn
I can
is
delete
good.
His account if I wanted to. Oh, man.
Oh, man, it sounds like you have admin powers.
I do have admin powers.
Wow.
That's what a moderator is, basically. So
no, you don't always get that many
powers. I don't have powers to do stuff to the admin, but I have powers to do stuff to anyone else.
Wow.
Yeah.
people questioning it.
Yeah, you questioning my forum knowledge or my lore knowledge?
You should just be completely honest and be like, hey, I'm only doing this to become big on YouTube.
I would. That's not even the case, though. I haven't even posted a video in a month and a half.
One day you will.
Like, I've told you, the, I want to clarify, if anyone's listening from the forum, I am doing it because I want to be a good member in the community. That's why I post so much. I just want to be a positive person. I'm not trying for fame or anything, Nick. Don't put the wrong idea in people's heads.
I'm sorry.
Now, the other mod, he might be, you know, trying to get famous or something.
Yeah, but he will now, and everyone will respect him, because he was honest.
I was just honest. Oh, whatever. Whatever. Just kidding. Shoutouts to Tactical Koala.
Yes.
Anyways, back to...
Oh, well, that's interesting. You got Mr. Breaded Chicken, and then you got a koala. Are these animals running around? It's like the Animal Farm.
The Australian Animal Farm, apparently.
Yes. Wait, what? Why?
Because koalas.
Yeah, but chickens. They're everywhere.
Yeah, but chickens are everywhere, so I can be in Australia. And forget it. Forget it. The point is, back to reality. I had something happen yesterday. And I think you'll appreciate this, Nick, even though it was pretty terrible. So I had a speech class last night, right?
Okay.
And we had impromptu speeches where we were given topics and had to give a speech right there. All right?
Without any research?
No, I just had... basically, you're allowed to make up research.
Oh, okay.
But you have to give a speech right then and there, right?
So it's like the podcast.
Kind of like the podcast, except, you know, I'm more informed about podcast stuff. I think, okay, well, here's the thing. The topic I got was why California should separate from the rest of the United States and become its own country, right?
That's so, a good one.
Here's the problem. I have to have three main points and defend them, right?
Yeah.
First point was California is very wealthy compared to a lot of other states, so it might be beneficial to separate to maintain our wealth.
Okay.
Second is we should separate to conserve water because we actually send water to, like, Las Vegas, which takes up a lot of water. Because for whatever reason, building
that
in the desert...
That part's made up?
No, that's true.
I don't know.
Northern California, we send our water to Las Vegas. Well, we send it to L.A. and Las Vegas because for whatever reason...
You think you're big.
People decide to build cities in deserts. And yeah.
Can I cut you off right there?
No.
I didn't want to mention I've been watching How the States Got Their Shapes.
Okay.
And they talked about this very thing about the water and how Las Vegas could be a ghost city in a couple of years because of it.
Oh yeah, it's like it's in a desert.
Yeah, like, exactly.
It's dumb. It's in a desert.
Yeah. What's your third reason?
The third reason. And
can I guess?
Give your guess.
It used to be Mexico anyway, so it's not even like we're used to America anyway, so we might as well be our own thing.
No. It's worse.
I thought it was very good.
I couldn't think of anything, so I said, I just kind of made it up, and I said, we should separate from the rest of the United States to get away from the Republicans. And all the Republicans in my class stared at me with hatred in their eyes.
I thought California was pretty liberal.
It is pretty, but like there are elderly women in my speech class.
Oh yeah.
And there are like some it was terrible.
I think that's awesome.
No, I didn't mean to, like, offend people. You're not supposed to offend people in your speech.
Why not? They didn't tell you you couldn't.
Well, that's true. I mean, the teacher did like it. She was like, oh, that's pretty ballsy. And I'm like, I'm not trying to be ballsy. I'm just trying to get
through
the speech.
Teacher said ballsy? That's weird. I don't like teachers today.
She said something. She said yowza.
Oh.
That's what she said. She was like, oh, you got to your third point? And I was like, yowza, you went there. I was like, oh, God damn it.
Well, so what was your reasoning, though? Was that your only...
My reasoning was... This is also pretty terrible. I was like, Our parades are being criticized. So, yeah. Like, what? I was talking about the gay pride parade.
Yes.
And how there's a lot of controversy. And I was like, if we just separate from all the Republicans, then there won't be as much controversy over gay pride parades. It was pretty terrible. I was disappointed that I didn't get a different topic, because I wanted to have, like, a topic I could talk about, really. And I'm not passionate about California separating from the rest of the United States. So.
Quinn's Republican, too. That's what's really odd.
My dad is, yeah. I haven't registered. I refused to vote.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
What a day. Uh-oh. Quinn's doing political stuff and he's not even a registered voter.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I want. I want to say, disclaimer, I did not register. I'm not affiliated with anyone. Please don't hate me.
Like, I'm ignorant on purpose so I don't have to vote.
I was like, basically why I didn't sign up to vote is because I was like, I don't know enough about politics to even like care, really. So I'm just not going to vote. But man, there was like some of these people, like, were really nice to me in the class, and now they just hate me. It's terrible.
What are they doing to hate you?
Well, I mean, like, this elderly woman was, like, really nice. She's, like, a really nice person, right?
Yeah.
But when I said the whole Republican thing, she, like, hated me. She gave me the stare down. She was the one who had fire in her eyes, right? And I just sat down, and she just stared at me with, like, a very questionable look and like didn't talk to me. I was like,
oh, it's a shame you didn't say religion.
We need to get rid of all of the Christians.
Yeah, get away from them religions.
Yeah, we need to kill all Germans in United States because of the Holocaust.
All right, let's calm down.
That's a little sorry. That's a that's quite a big
you ruined show, your but speech class. I'm not letting you ruin my podcast.
Well, I'm getting all these angry looks from Germans now. Now the podcast is on some list. God.
Some German list.
Yeah, some neo-Nazi list. God.
Wait, what? Why, wouldn't they be on your side if you're trying to get rid of Germans? Wait, what?
Wait, what?
What side are you on?
What are you talking about?
I don't know. I don't know what side is. There is no good side because you're saying all Germans are Nazis now. God damn it.
I didn't say that. Nick just said all Germans are Nazis. No, everyone hate him in the comments instead of me.
Dave Newell's German. He's my hero.
Albert Einstein came from Europe.
It's true.
Yeah, I think he's Austrian, though.
David Hasselhoff.
Mm. Yep. Other Germans. Christoph Waltz. Actually, he's from Austria as well, isn't he? No, forget it. On the gaming news, Nick, you started off.
We're moving the gaming news?
We're moving the gaming news. Started off. Speaking of Germans, guess what? Steam policy.
New Steam policy, everybody. If you low spending accounts are now can't do as much.
Basically if you
curb spam.
If you don't spend at least $5 on Steam, then you're kind of qualified as a low spending account. Basically an account that can't really do much because a lot of people in like the TF2 community, the CSGO community, and like the trading community like to make several accounts.
Yeah.
And
you can still play free to play games.
Yeah, you can just play free to play games, but you're just not allowed to participate in the market.
You can't send friend invites.
You can't invite friends. You can't up your ranking on Steam.
It's $5, so I'm pretty sure most people.
Yeah, but the thing is, the majority of people have like accounts that they've spent money on.
Right.
But I honestly have some. I have like three other accounts that I've spent $1 on to get premium TF2 stuff, where I can actually get items and stuff.
Yeah.
And it's mostly to like.
So you're a spammer.
Not a spammer.
Quinn's a reason they're doing this, everybody.
It's more of like an idler, like someone who just sits, has the game running, and collects weapons as they drop type of thing.
Oh,
but so I used to do that. I don't anymore. But the thing is, I think that's a good idea for Steam to like limit. Like, if you're not willing to spend $5, then you don't really deserve, you know, all these special things that every PlayStation
charges, Xbox charges.
$5. Steam's not charging.
Yeah, they're not charging you, but you just don't have as.
You're not a part of the community unless you actually like buy games.
Right.
Buy a game at least.
I'm not bothered by it. It doesn't affect me.
Yeah, Nick and his over $1,000 games. Like, they're not going to change Nick to a low spending account. That's
I don't have any games that are worth $1,000.
I don't know, man. I'm just saying.
Maybe I do. I don't know. I do have some interesting games on there.
All right. Either way, let's move on to some other news.
Yes. Star Wars Battlefront trailer.
Yeah, it was. What did you watch?
I didn't know how I was saying that when I started.
Did you watch it? Did you watch the trailer?
I did. It's neat looking, but it's not gameplay, so I don't know what the.
Yeah, it's all like CGI. Well, it's not CGI, but it's like all in rendered cutscene type things.
It looks nice.
In game rendered cutscenes, that's what I meant. It looks nice. Yeah, it looks nice. It looks really cool. It gets you pumped, but then like at the end of the day, there's no gameplay. There's no nothing. It's just a bunch of fancy things.
They also had the new Star Wars trailer to the movie.
Oh yeah, that was pretty cool.
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
Yeah.
Oh,
I'm a little.
The guy from Blade Runner is in it.
A lot of different people are in it.
I think that joke went over your
head. What?
I'm sorry. Harrison Ford was in Blade Runner.
No, he wasn't.
Yes, he was. He was the main character in Blade Runner.
I'm joking.
I think you're thinking of Blade.
Yeah, Blade. Blade is in this movie. That's just racist. Yes, like there's a black guy in the racist? Star Wars. Because there's a black guy in the new Star Wars.
That's racist.
If I'm like, oh yeah, he is the same guy as the guy in Blade. Like, oh yeah, Blade's in this movie
but
now.
But actual Blade would be pretty cool in the movie.
If he had a mustache, yeah.
Gotta have the mustache.
Yeah, you gotta have the mustache. And the glasses. Like, I don't even know if they have... Do they have glasses in Star Wars? I don't know.
I could see Yoda having a reading pair.
A pair of readers.
He's just getting so old. That was my worst Yoda impression. I didn't even try.
I didn't even know you were trying.
I didn't know it until, as I was saying, I was like, I should be doing this in a Yoda voice.
Oh, wow.
Anyway, that's really all to say about Star Wars, though.
Impressions so you cannot.
It's nice to be like, okay, they're still on track with this game. That's how I kind of look at trailers. Being like, all right, they're still paying attention to it.
I don't know. Like, the main thing I'm concerned about is that it's by DICE. And I don't know. I just don't want like another Battlefield game.
Yes.
I don't want Star Wars the Battlefield game.
Right.
Like,
we won't know until it comes out though, but it's nice to know it's coming out.
But like Battlefield Hardline, right? It was originally supposed to be just a cop and robbers game, but it turned out to be cops and robbers the Battlefield game, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I guess I see what you're saying.
Like, originally it was from the people who made Dead Space, and then EA was like, oh no, you should know what you have to do. You have to make it into Battlefield so we get more money type of thing. So I'm hoping it's not Star Wars the Battlefield game, because there's been, I don't know, Battlefield feels the same.
Careful with your pre-orders, everybody.
Yeah, exactly. Don't pre-order stuff.
This isn't a company that has an amazing track record. I mean, they made some good games in the past.
They make good games. The thing is, I just don't want it to be a Battlefield game.
Right.
Because Battlefield 3, to me, is the same as Battlefield 4, Battlefield Hardline. It's like you get the same experience, even though the graphics might be better and they're different guns or whatever.
Yeah.
I feel like if it's Battlefield, it's Battlefield. You don't really need anything else.
I'm looking for it. I'll play it.
Yeah. Well, we'll play it. What I need to get you to do is I need to get GTA 5, because we have to play that.
Yeah, that's true. I keep looking for a sale, but the problem is money. I don't have much of it anymore, and it's still $60. So
it's $47
on Slickdeals. I want it to become like $10.
Oh, that's not going to happen anytime soon.
I know. That's the problem.
I still haven't even...
I'm like, I already have it on PS3. Do I really need to get it on PC?
Yeah, you do.
That's what you're saying. You got a weird job.
What?
I have a weird job. You got a weird job you go to. And
that's your argument.
That's my argument.
Yeah, you got it. You got a weird job.
If I get a job soon, which I plan on doing, though I've said that in the past, I'll be getting it. But
don't get a job that requires you to stay up during the nighttime, Nick.
Yeah. I'm trying to.
Because we need time to hang out, you know? You can't just, like, be gone all the time.
Yeah, but if I'm working during the day, we might run into problems, too. So, I don't know.
I don't know about that. I work during the day. I go to school during the day, you know?
Yeah.
Funny story. This is kind of off topic because, you know, gaming news. No one really cares about gaming news. But, I was talking to my mom, right?
Yes.
About colleges and stuff for next year and, like, moving and all this other junk. And I threw out the idea, you know what? Maybe I should just move to New Hampshire.
Oh, geez.
And live with my friend Nick. that was, like, a legitimate idea I threw out there.
And your mom slapped you across the face.
Oh, she was like, that's a terrible idea.
She's not wrong.
Well, I thought it would be really fun. Like,
it would be fun, and we'd probably get more work done on videos and whatnot, but...
probably be broke, but, you know.
New Hampshire does have some well-known colleges, if you can get into Dartmouth.
Well, I wasn't even thinking of colleges. I was just like, maybe I should just take a year off and go live with Nick or something.
I just give up on the degree.
I just give up on my life and go be with Nick. I mean, he's asked plenty of times, so I'm assuming he won't say no.
It's a shame he didn't do this when I moved into a much cheaper state to live in.
Well, that's the thing. If you were still in Kentucky, maybe it could be a possibility. Or Texas.
I'm still up for moving, so.
All right.
I don't know.
Maybe you could just move over here, Nick. Who knows?
California? I don't know, but... It's where everything happens, unfortunately.
It's the United... The United counties,
I don't like crowded
of
places.
California.
It's the United what?
Counties of California. We separated.
Oh. That's actually true. In Northern California, there's a place called Jefferson State. And they're trying to break away from all the other... They're trying to become the 51st state. I learned that on how the states got their shapes.
Well, that sounds really dumb.
Yeah, the people up there didn't seem too bright. Hopefully no one's listening from Jefferson State.
Yeah, if you're from Jefferson State.
So, I might not be in New Hampshire much longer. I don't know. I don't really know.
All right, well...
So.
Don't California is not it's yet. Not that crowded. I don't know where you're getting the crowded.
Well, it is in LA and whatnot.
Yeah, but who lives in LA?
All the people doing this type of stuff. YouTube and whatnot. Aren't they?
And they're all
we
over.
See them hanging out. Like channels I subscribe to, they're hanging out with other channels.
Yeah, but
that are well.
Doesn't mean we have to be in LA.
Game Grumps are in California.
A lot of
that's how I judge success by Game Grumps.
The Game Grumps are in California. California is okay in Nick's book.
Yes.
Wow. That's funny. Nick, see, the thing is, if you want to cooperate with other channels, right?
Yeah.
Then you don't need to, like, live next door to these people.
Right.
You can
take
a little
drive. Game Grumps.
You can take a little
drive.
Aaron
and Susie live together. Dan and Barry live together. Ross lives nearby.
Ross lives somewhere.
They all work from the same house.
Anyways, I think we talked too long about...
Talk too much about Game Grumps.
Yeah. Let's go on to...
I just want to mention this. I don't know how to pronounce this. It's like...
Vertiginous.
Virgininous?
Vertiginous.
It's a steampunk golf game, like a miniature golf game. Or maybe it's from the trailer, it looked like it was a bunch of mini-golf.
Nick, if you don't know anything about this game, why is it here?
I don't know the rules to mini-golf versus real golf, because in the trailer it was all together. I don't know.
But did it look really cool or something? Why are
it
you...
does. I like miniature golf, and I just want to say it's coming out on PC soon.
Okay.
QuinnGate, this was supposed to be a nice segment, but... Since the beginning, Quinn's been like, I don't know why we have to talk about this golf game. And I was like, I just want to mention it for a little bit. And now that he complained, I'm talking about it even more.
Keep talking.
So what have you been playing?
No, you gotta sell the people on this golf game, Nick.
I don't know if it's going to be good.
We're
I'm
sponsored
about a review
this week
code,
by
though.
Vertiginous Golf.
You think I should get a review code? It's actually early access right now.
Oh yeah,
it has good reviews.
You should get an early access code. Also,
we'll see. I've been pretty busy. So.
I've been thinking, Nick. This is kind of off topic podcast talk. This is just me talking to Nick right now.
This podcast is everywhere, everybody.
Everyone, close your ears. I have to do some private time with Nick at the moment.
Oh God.
We need to figure out how to get this podcast on iTunes, don't you think?
Yeah. Quinn the other week made a video and mentioned the podcast, and surprisingly, I noticed more people are clicking on it ever since he did that. And it's like, the video, he didn't even really mention it. He like did it at the end of the video. He's like, oh yeah, podcast, link here.
Let me correct something. This wasn't the other week. This was a month and a half ago.
I tried to make it sound better for you.
Thank you, but I want to be honest with the people. I'm a good moderator of the Overwatchforum.com. I don't lie.
So I notice it's getting more views lately, but just imagine if he made just a solo video on it. Just a quick one-minute video.
Just imagine if the podcasts were on my channel.
Can you imagine? John Lennon, imagine. Too old for you.
What have you been playing, Nick?
I played The Order 1886.
Oh, wow. How did that actually go?
Okay, so if you know, this has a bad taste in mostly every gamer's mouth.
Well, okay. I think also that has to do with people were really hyped up about the game. Yes. Now, were you hyped?
I was
not.
Okay. I was not hyped up about it. Though I do like games where they focus on story and whatnot, like Heavy Rain and whatnot. So it did pique my interest. Okay. And then I heard, well, it's only going to be 5 hours long, blah, blah, blah. And people are complaining. When I hear 5 hours long, that means, oh, I'm going to rent this from Redbox.
Yeah.
And I'm going to be able to return it in a day.
Not necessarily this is a bad game, more of it's a shorter game.
Right.
Yeah.
So Redbox is having a deal for a free night for a game rental, so I picked it up from Redbox. I played an hour, or a little over an hour.
Okay.
And it was getting boring, and I was like, I don't really want to play anymore, and then I just return it, because... I mean, Redbox did make me a little impatient because I knew if I kept it for more days, I'd have to pay more, and I'm trying to just not pay anything by returning it the next day, you know? Yeah. But the first chapter, or the prologue to the game, was really exciting and fun, and fun just as in you're watching it and you're excited, not gameplay-wise.
Okay.
But it's still, the story's good, it was intense and whatnot. The first chapter, things got boring. I'm like, if like a half an hour went by and I was still in the first chapter, and then it went to the second chapter and that picked up a little bit, but I was just, and then I met Tesla and I'm in his lab.
Wow.
And he's like, look around my lab. And I had to go to different things and like do like, oh, I walk up to this thing and press triangle.
Oh, wow.
And then he talks about this thing he has going.
But look the game at my is full, cool thingy.
Yeah, the game is full of like quick time events and whatnot. But I'm okay with that, because I was expecting that. There are shooting portions in the game when you're in third person and whatnot, shooting at people. I did not know that was in the game.
Oh, wait, so you actually thought this was like a Heavy Rain?
Yes, where it was just quick time events, it was just mainly story, and I'd just be able to play through it. But then it became an actual game.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I
was misinformed.
Yeah, you were misinformed for sure.
That's why I haven't talked about the game. Third-person
shooter. Much. That was the game.
It's not a first-person shooter.
Third-person.
Oh, third. Yeah,
third-person. It's a third-person shooter. How could you think
there's
it was
not much shooting in it though? There's just some segments where they're shooting.
Oh, okay.
But it's half quick-time events.
Was there a lot of story then? Like,
yes,
was there
still a lot of story, a lot of cutscenes and whatnot?
Well, I mean,
interactive cutscenes. I want to say.
Did you? Oh, are there story decisions, or are you just sort of floating along the cutscenes?
Floating along. I didn't make any decisions in the game.
Oh, okay.
So far. I'm an hour. I was an hour. And then I kind of got bored of it, and I quit and started playing Peggle 2.
Oh, my God. You're like, I need something more exciting. Let me go boot up Peggle.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I still don't think the Order 1886... isn't for some people. Like, I think there's an audience for this game.
Yeah.
If you I don't know, like, you know, Dishonored? Yeah. What type of story would you think that would be? Like, what genre? Just, like, old and, like, medieval? I don't know how to explain it.
It's,
kind of like Thief as well.
It's, like, Victorian.
Yeah.
Like, if old Victorian. Yeah.
See, if it was, like, a story like Heavy Rain, nah, I'd be really into the game.
Yeah.
But it's not.
Well, it's not a story game, is what I've been told. Oh. Like, from basically what I've gathered from the game, even though I haven't played it, I haven't really watched anything on it.
Yeah.
But it kind of is the Damnation for the PS4. No. I don't know if you ever played Damnation.
No, I haven't.
But Damnation was a third-person steampunk-oriented PS3 game that was kind of like one of the launch games, like,
yeah,
oh, this is a reason to get PS3 because of this Damnation game.
Yeah.
And it wasn't anything special. Obviously there was a lot of things worse than The Order, like the controls were kind of broken, there was a lot of glitches in the game, but it was just like a third person shooter and that was it.
Oh wow.
There were some story elements, but it was just, there was nothing special about it. And that's sort of what I've gathered from The Order, is that it's just...
I think it's heavy story.
You think there's a lot of story in it?
There is a lot of story in it. It's constantly a short cutscene of two people talking, and then you walk as someone to the next cutscene. Or there's a quick time event.
All right.
And then segments where you can shoot and whatnot, but
it's I've not heard often. That, like, it was this... I don't know, I've heard complaints I'm only an hour about the story. In, so. Okay, well, maybe the first hour was different than the rest of the game. Who knows?
Who knows? But I couldn't keep my interest.
Okay,
that's all that matters. But Peggle 2,
Peggle 2 is now phenomenal.
I have to keep my interest. You know what's funny about Peggle 2?
What's
funny? I am not a type of gamer where I get frustrated easily. And
you got frustrated to myself, in Peggle,
but Peggle 2, it's just like I find myself like swearing to myself, not like loudly, but just to myself, like quietly. And it's just like, come on. It's like, you screwed me over. Why can't you? It's not like I'm bad at the game. Like, I'm doing fine. Like, I have a bunch of lives left or balls left. And it's just, I'm just like, if something doesn't go well, it's just like, oh, that's a crap turn. What a waste.
Insert your favorite swear word here.
Yes. I don't want to offend Quinn.
You don't want to offend those Republicans.
Yes. So I recommend Peggle 2.
Okay.
But The Order...
Not so much The Order.
The Order, I only recommend if you're going to do what I did and get the red box.
For free, basically.
Yeah.
All right.
So, what have you been playing?
Well, I was trying to think about what games I had been playing, and honestly, I haven't really played anything because my computer was crapping out and stuff, and I was building this computer, so I didn't really have time to play anything. But yesterday, last night, when my computer was done and I got home from school, I played a couple hours of GTA 5, and I have to say, I'm really excited. Like, after this, I'm going to probably play GTA 5, even though I should make a video or something.
Why can't you make a video of it?
Who knows? I mean, I'm kind of going through the story mode, so I don't want to, like, just make a story mode video. But it's really cool. Like, I switched to the first-person view, and the first person's really fun. And I did something that I thought I wouldn't do. I'm actually playing with a mouse and a keyboard rather than a controller.
Hmm.
And that's also really fun. Like, I didn't think it would work as well as I thought it would. And it's pretty interesting, yeah, actually, just playing with a keyboard and mouse, because you can, I don't know, it feels like a PC game. Huh?
How's the driving with the mouse and keyboard?
I mean, it's relatively... I don't know. I'm bad at driving in GTA games to begin with, but it felt pretty good. Like, I could eventually be good at driving in GTA with a keyboard. I don't know. But the thing, like, it's pretty darn pretty. The game is 60 frames per second. It looks really nice. There was one thing that was kind of bugging me, and it's like this one bush. There's this one bush.
Republicans, man.
Yeah, the Republicans making this one bush at Michael's safe house glitches out like crazy during cutscenes, or if I'm just playing the game, if I go near this bush, it just glitches out like crazy. And I've been like, I've wanted people to, I've like messaged people. I'm like, can you watch my stream? Like, can you Steam stream with me to make sure that this bush isn't freaking out? Like I'm trying to ask people, like, why is this bush freaking out? And I've gone to Google. I'm like, Google, why is this bush freaking out? And there's no one who has the same problem as me. So I don't know what's going on.
It's probably because your PC case isn't that big.
Oh, it's probably because I don't have the two towers. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, man. One thing I was actually concerned about was I didn't realize this was going to be as much of a problem as it is becoming. That, so I have my SSD with my OS on it, correct?
Correct.
And I have my 2 terabytes of extra memory where I want to put all my games and everything else, right?
Okay.
It is really hard to have your computer download stuff to your hard drive rather than your solid state.
You're talking about just Steam, right?
No, I'm talking about anything.
Huh.
Like,
that shouldn't be the case.
Well, I there's no function to say, from now on, only download stuff to this hard drive. Because since you have your operating system on your solid state, yeah, it also has your program files and your document files and all your files on the solid state as well. Like your user files. Like, yeah, when you log into your operating system,
right,
all those files are on the solid state. So, like in GTA, I downloaded GTA to my hard drive and have Steam download all games to my hard drive. But GTA saves some files in your documents folder, which is on your OS profile. Uh-huh. So my solid state is slowly building up with like game information.
I think there's an option in Steam that I think I barely remember having to do something in Steam where it's like you have to direct it to your other hard drive.
No, I've done that. Huh. But
I don't have this problem, so it's fixable.
Well, I don't know. I think it's only some games do this. Not every game like sends files to your documents folder. Actually, very, very rare for that to happen.
Oh.
But the reason why GTA is doing it, because they have you go through Social Club, like Rockstar Social Club, to sign in and junk. And so it saves all your Social Club stuff in your documents, because if you're taking a picture in the game, it'll send it to your documents. So you can like go into your images on your computer and your pictures from GTA will, yeah, be there.
Huh.
So it's becoming a problem, because yeah, I was talking to Scott yesterday and he was saying that if you actually go into the cinema mode or the director's mode in GTA, right, 5, which is a PC option, then all your recorded files from the director's mode go into your solid state rather than your hard drive.
Hopefully they fix it.
Yeah, I'm hoping eventually there's like a mod I can put on that just like fixes all those problems. But for now, I don't know.
But you're enjoying the game.
I'm enjoying the game. I like the game. I think it's really fun. I think you should get it. I think we should stream it and should have a good time.
Give me money.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe. If we get this podcast onto iTunes and get a sponsor, I'll think about getting a GT.
We already have a sponsor, Caffeine Pills.
Oh, I thought it was Vertigious Golf.
or that game.
Or Republicans. You're only
allowed to say.
Yeah.
Because I'm not allowed to say bad words.
Unconventional weapon.
Yeah. All right. Well, what's the deal with breakfast?
I don't know, Nick. What's the deal with breakfast?
This is our random topic Quinn chose.
No, Nick chose this. He texted me. He was all excited. Oh, guess what the random topic is, Quinn? It's breakfast.
Whoa. Okay, yeah. I told Quinn it was... Because today I was like, what should the random topic be? And I was like, we always do something game-related. And I'm just like, screw it. I think I was eating a bagel at the time. So I was like, so breakfast. You're like, and Quinn's bagels, like, what about breakfast? And I was, yeah, like, you can talk about your favorite food. Or you can talk about if you had an experience at Denny's one time.
I'm going to start
Quinn
this off.
Hours to think about this. So.
I'm going
to
start this off.
Okay.
Because this happened today. And then this could happen to you. I'm sure you can relate in some regard. So I don't actually eat breakfast. I never do. Unless it's like the weekend and I wake up at 11 and there's like breakfast in front of me without me having to make it or something.
Right.
I don't eat breakfast. So I go to work this morning and I have to be at work by 9 o'clock in the morning. And I have to park in a parking garage and stuff like that. And across from the parking garage is this diner. And the smells coming from this diner made me hate myself for not eating breakfast in the mornings.
Had that happen before. Oh, man.
You could, like, smell the French toast and all these awesome things I want to put in my mouth. And it was terrible because I had to, like, do this walk from the parking garage all the way to my work. And, like, I could just smell it. And, like, I hated myself. It was terrible.
I lived near a Domino's one time. And they would cook cinnamon, their cinnamon sticks.
Yeah.
And I would be like, oh, yeah.
you just wake up in the morning, like, to the smell of cinnamon sticks. Oh, that's funny.
So, what's your favorite breakfast food?
You can just wake up and have them delivered to you, Nick. Just call them up.
No. I don't think they're open in the morning. This is usually, like, lunchtime stuff.
All right.
Which isn't the topic.
All right. What's my favorite breakfast food, right? Is that the new topic right now?
Yeah.
Well,
what kind of breakfast do you like? It doesn't have to be one thing. Like, you could have pancakes and bacon or something.
Okay. Well, here's usually what I go for.
Your dream breakfast.
that's a little too much for me.
Oh, okay.
I'm just going to give you, like, the staples that I usually pick.
A staples of a Quinn breakfast.
All right. Here we go. So, you either have to go with Eggs Benedict.
Okay.
With some potatoes on the side.
Very good.
French toast. All right. Classic.
Yes.
Bagels are good. I like pesto or pizza bagels. I don't care for really anything else.
Pizza bagels.
Yeah, pizza. So they just have breakfast? Like, they take pizzas, or not pizzas. I know what
a pizza bagel is.
No, they take bagels. And no, not pizza bagel. Pizza bagels. Like, they take a bagel, they pour marinara sauce on it and put cheese on it and bake it.
Yeah.
And then they put cream cheese in the middle. It's a pizza bagel.
Huh.
And then they do the same thing with the pesto. They put pesto on a bagel, put cheese on it, bake it, and then it's a pesto bagel.
Hmm.
And so I usually, if I'm going to get a bagel, I get a pesto bagel or a pizza bagel. I will not have the plain crap. And I like my cream cheese, and sometimes they skimp on the cream cheese because they have a lot of bagels to fill. But I want to be served, all right. And that's in general.
What are you drinking with it?
Oh, I drink water for the most part. I mean, only breakfast beverage that I drink, if I'm getting Eggs Benedict or French toast, because if I get bagels, I usually don't. It's more of like a last minute breakfast thing, like. Oh, man, I need to go get something to eat. Oh, bagels are perfect.
Yes.
And they're good because they're pizza or pesto. and, man, I've taken pictures of my pesto bagels because they look amazing. And I've posted them to Eat Sandwiches because, man, they're incredible.
The drink?
I don't get a drink. I get water.
Oh, I thought you said there was a drink.
No, there's a drink with the Eggs Benedict and the French toast. And I usually just get hot chocolate with that.
Oh.
I don't care. I usually get some looks like, oh, how childish, right? Yeah, I get hot chocolate with whipped cream, and I just go to town.
You get marshmallows?
No, they don't have – usually restaurants don't carry marshmallows. So.
Oh.
But I just drink my hot chocolate, eating my Eggs Benedict, getting the potatoes in my mouth, num, num, num. And then I go for another hot chocolate. I just get a refill. Boom. Done. Something I have done, it's like a special Eggs Benedict, right, is a chorizo Eggs Benedict, where it's chorizo, tomato, egg, and like some spicy hollandaise sauce. That sounds good. Yeah, it's pretty good. It's definitely a step above the regular, you know, Eggs Benny or French toast. So, some good stuff.
Wow.
Now let's talk about you and your breakfast.
I got nothing. All right, we'll just end the podcast. I'm opposite.
What was your bagel today? Was it a plain bagel?
No, it was an onion bagel today. Okay. I go between everything bagels, plain bagels, onion bagels. Sometimes I get the blueberry or the cinnamon ones. But I'm a bagel person. I usually eat a bagel a day.
Okay. Okay. Well, I recommend investigating pizza bagels or pesto bagels, because they'll change your life.
The pizza ones. I don't know if I want to do that then.
No, they'll change your life for the better, Nick.
Oh.
I mean, pesto bagels.
I like the bagel. I can just carry it around.
Yeah, you can. You can. I mean, it's basically
marinara sauce on.
Get a chain. Put the bagel in the chain. There you go.
I like pancakes as well. Like pancakes. And then you got big pancakes. I'm not talking about little tiny.
Yeah. I feel you. Like you're talking about pancake stacks.
Yes. Something like bacon. But I always, like at a restaurant, I'd always get like a side of home fries, which are these little potatoes.
They're
really good.
Yeah.
I'm simple like that. But I do like what you were talking about. Do like that stuff. I'll get French toast to mix it up sometimes rather than pancakes, but that's usually my go-to. And then like some scrambled eggs.
The thing is, I like pancakes, but I can't, I don't know, I just can't eat them like I eat French toast, if that makes sense.
No.
Like, I don't even know how to explain. Like, pancakes are just cooked dough.
Yes.
And then French toast is like bread in dough cooked. And it makes it like more, it's easier on my stomach, I guess. Like, whenever I eat pancakes, I kind of get sick.
Yeah, that happens to me if I eat too much pancakes.
Yeah, but the thing is, like,
if I have more than two pancakes, it's like I'm going to be sick later.
Yeah. That's the problem, though, because, like, you want to eat the whole stack. But if you do, you're just going to have, like, major diarrhea later.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, not usually. So basically, whenever I eat pancakes, I have major diarrhea later because I always eat more than the recommended dosage of pancake. It's terrible.
Yeah, I hear you. But that's all I have to say about breakfast. I don't really have any breakfast stories.
Well, I mean, you asked me, what is your favorite breakfast? Like, what is the best breakfast you could ever have?
Just, I guess, the pancakes. Okay. But in high school, on, like, weekends, like, at 1 in the morning, we'd go to Denny's and whatnot. Those were good times. And I'd get, like, pancakes and what. Uh-huh. That puts, like, an interesting, like, background scenario for everybody.
How about chicken and waffles?
Never had that.
Never had that, huh?
No.
Okay.
Sorry.
I'm sorry. It's all right. I thought, like, you were in the South, so you might have tried it or not, but
no,
it's decent.
Never had breakfast over there. Went to a Cracker Barrel.
I think
once.
I'm not sure it is a breakfast. I think it's like a dinner.
Oh, is it?
Like, you get fried chicken and waffles and cereal.
I think that's more of a Louisiana thing. Louisiana, whatever.
Louisiana.
New Orleans.
New Orleans.
Or New Orleans.
Yeah. Nolans.
Yeah.
Anyways, I think that's going to do it.
Yeah, I think that's enough about breakfast.
Let's give it a little
wrap. It was nice to take a break from games.
Yeah?
I don't know. Maybe it wasn't. Maybe talking about breakfast wasn't that great of an idea.
Now, you give out your social media stuff, and I'll give out mine. We can wrap it up.
Organize Remain on Twitter, Organize Remains on YouTube, and then .com.
OrganizeRemains.com. And at @breadedchicken_, twitch.tv/MrBreadedChicken. Mrs. Bread of Chicken on YouTube. Actually, twitch.tv/QuindosGaming. Let's stick with that one.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Classic.
Anyways,
or is the other one classic? I don't know.
They're both classic. Classic pickles. I don't even know. There's only one thing left to say, Nick.
Yes. But we have to be careful. I'm going to
let you say it.
Could be Republicans listening. I've been offended.
This See, only replies to Republicans, right? Oh. You're gone. See you, freaks.